Most people are probably familiar with MS Technologies through its original collaboration in 2009 with Bayer Crop Science. We collaborated on the LibertyLink soybean system. And ever since then, have been working with other companies to really bring new technologies to growers. We see what is happening, especially down south, with weed resistance. And we know change is inevitable for growers. And we know that as that weed resistance starts creeping northward, growers are going to start looking for new technologies and new ways to protect their fields. So that's kind of at our core what we do. And then as we get into new technologies, we're really looking forward to seeing what happens with the future of farming.
For those who stop by your booth, what would you like for them to leave with?
What we really want to talk about today in particular is a new product, FG72. So FG72 is going to be a new soybean performance system that is available for growers in the 2015 growing season. We are actually announcing the official brand name at Commodity Classic in February. So right now we're working with FG72 as our working name, but trying to educate growers. So at its core, FG72 is going to provide growers with tolerance to both glyphosate, which many people are familiar with through Roundup, and then also to isoxaflutol. And isoxaflutol is going to come in the form of balance bean herbicide. So many people are familiar with isoxaflutol, they just don't realize it. You know, one of the products that growers have been using for years in corn is Balance Flex and then also Corvus. So, you know, both of those are built on the isoxaflutol chemistry and have been working amazing for corn growers for years. So what we're really doing is working to bring that to soybean growers.
Resistance is obviously a huge issue, and you don't have to go very far anywhere in the Midwest to see that it is. However, there are some farmers that think, you know, well, maybe it's not going to hit me as hard as it's hit farmers in Georgia or another state. How do you get them to get on top of this?
You know, well, like I said, we're really trying to raise awareness. We realize that some growers are using perhaps maybe the Roundup system and it's working just fine. And, you know, we do believe that glyphosate is a great product to use on the field. We just realize that in the coming years, people are going to need to be more aware of products like ours. So if they do, or, you know, inevitably when they do see resistance, they know about other products that are out there and other modes of action as well, such as, you know, HPPD inhibitors or isoxaflutol.
So basically it's raising awareness to get ready for this new product to be introduced in 2015.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk to growers in the South, most are very familiar with this product. They live it day in and day out. Once we get a little more northward, that's when we find growers that it's more of an educational thing versus they might not have the need right away. So,
okay. Is there anything else that we need to touch on?
Sure. You know, a few things. First, FG72 is going to be the first step. It's going to be a foundational system, ultimately. So the next step, within 2 years, so around 2017, we're hoping to also release a triple stack. So that'll provide tolerance to glyphosate, isoxaflutol, and then glufosinate, which is the main chemistry in LibertyLink. You know, one of the other important things that we really want to stress with growers is just the dual modes of action that you're going to receive when you work with FG72. So you're going to have that glyphosate, which will kill weeds on contact, and then backing it up with isoxaflutol and balance bean. So balance bean actually has some unique reactivation capabilities. So once it's applied, then for up through canopy closure, really with only a half inch of rain, you're going to continue to combat those weeds in your field. So, and then I guess finally, one of the things that we find that growers are most excited about is the non-volatile nature of both of these chemistries. So using them in conjunction with each other, they can, there's really no worries about tank mix or spraying it and affecting maybe your neighbor's tomato plants. So it's going to be a safe and proven system for growers.
So stay tuned. The name will be announced at Commodity Classic.
Absolutely. We have a lot of exciting things to announce at Commodity Classic, the name, some yield data, just more information for growers.